From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Francis Alonzo reporting. South Korean President Park Geun-hye has asked Parliament to decide how and when she can give up power over an influence peddling scandal, taking the country's political crisis deeper into uncharted terrain. VOA's Brian Padden is in Seoul and explains the situation further.
She has come to the conclusion that she cannot stay in office. She is trying to still dictate the terms for how she will leave, and she keeps trying to maintain some sort of presence and hold on power, but she keeps negotiating it away as the pressure builds on her. Today was the first day that she openly said she is willing to resign. So it seems to be that it now is becoming a question of how and when and not if.
That's VOA's Brian Padden in Seoul. A chartered plane carrying a Brazilian First Division soccer team crashed near Medellin while on its way to the finals of a South American championship, killing 75 people Tuesday. Six people are reportedly have survived. The plane, operated by a charter airline with roots in Venezuela, declared an emergency and lost radar contact just before 10 p.m. Monday because of an electrical failure, according to aviation authorities. Syrian government forces have captured a wide section of the rebel-held area of Aleppo. They are threatening to dislodge rebels from their last major urban stronghold. Meanwhile, up to 16,000 civilians have fled parts of eastern Aleppo as the rebels have lost all the northern neighborhoods, according to the UN Tuesday. This is VOA News. Airbus wants to cut more than 1,100 jobs as it consolidates its activities and seeks to better compete with U.S. rival Boeing. Airbus Group presents its reorganization plan to the Works Council Tuesday in Toulouse. The cuts could reportedly affect staff in Germany, Britain, or Spain. The world's largest economy grew even faster than initially thought in the third quarter, based in part on a jump in goods and services spending. The U.S. Commerce Department said in its revised GDP report that the U.S. economy grew at an annual rate of 3.2%. That's 3/10 higher than an initial estimate published last month. The U.N. Refugee Agency reports thousands of refugees from the Horn of Africa continue to make the perilous journey across the Gulf of Aden to Yemen despite the risks. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The agency says it plans to launch a regional information campaign in December to try to prevent the refugees and migrants from attempting the treacherous crossing. UNHCR spokesman William Spindler tells VOA such campaigns are useful in informing people about the dangers they can expect to encounter both at sea and after arriving in Yemen. Spindler says those who survive the risky journey face conflict, abuse, and exploitation on arrival in Yemen. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Qatar and France promised more than $1 billion in financial support for Tunisia at an investment conference Tuesday that's aimed at reviving the country's struggling economy. Tunisia hopes the meeting will help it confront challenges, including high unemployment, low growth, and a tourism sector hammered by jihadist attacks. The two-day Tunisia 2020 conference aims to put the North African nation back on the investment map of the Mediterranean. Cyber attacks from Russia are now so common that Germany must learn to cope with them as part of daily life. Chancellor Angela Merkel said Tuesday that after Europe's top economy suffered its biggest hacking assault, almost 1 million Deutsche Telekom clients were knocked offline from Sunday, with Germany's online security chief describing it as a hacking attack. The UN Security Council is expected to vote Wednesday on new and tighter sanctions against North Korea for its illicit nuclear and ballistic missile programs. The United States and China have been negotiating the new measures since shortly after the North's September 9th nuclear test. I'm Francis Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.